Georgia's Devin Willick shared sweet moment with young fan hours before fatal car crash. By Warner Todd Houston on January 16, 2023. Georgia fans Sam Kramer and his 7-year-old grandson, Camden, were some of the last to see Bulldogs offensive lineman Devin Willick alive just before his fatal car crash. Willick and team staff member Chandler LaCroix died early on Sunday morning in a single car accident near Watkinsville, several miles south of the University of Georgia. Another player and a recruiting coordinator were also injured in the accident, the cause of which is still under investigation. But hours before the wreck claimed his life, Willick met Kramer and his grandson at a local restaurant, according to the New York Post. "I just kinda gave him kind of a fist bump. I said, 'Hey Devin, congrats with everything that's going on.' He turned and saw Camden sitting there, and Camden was kinda wide-eyed looking at him," Kramer said, the paper reported. Willick even took time to let the boy try on his championship ring. "I remember I just told Camden, 'Hey, you've got one. But he's got the real deal.' And so Devin, without even stopping or flinching, took the ring off and gave it to Camden and said, 'I'd love to see what you look like in the ring,'" Kramer said. Kramer posted some photos of their meeting and praised Willick for taking time to meet a fan. The player then retweeted the post. Only hours later, the player was dead on the scene of the accident. "We are all heartbroken and devastated with the loss of Devin Willick and Chandler LaCroix," Georgia coach Kirby Smart said on Sunday. "Devin was an outstanding young man in every way. He was always smiling, was a great teammate, and a joy to coach. Chandler was a valuable member of our football staff and brought an incredible attitude and energy every single day. We grieve with their families for this tragic loss and will support them in every way possible." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.